This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The SNAP funding debate is slowing the Farm Bill markup process. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The House Ag Farm Bill markup process is continuing, but the key stumbling block to a bipartisan bill has now come into sharp focus. The fight over SNAP versus farm programs has kept a new farm bill off the books for at least 3 years. Republicans got around that and made cuts to SNAP, using those funds to boost crop support levels in the president's tax and spending bill last July. Now Democrats are hammering Ag Committee Republicans over that bill's work requirements, which cut $187 billion from SNAP. Top Ag Democrat Angie Craig said this has already dealt a huge blow to food assistance programs.
Cutting SNAP by $187 billion has already resulted in hundreds of thousands of Americans having their food assistance either cut or taken away.
Republicans countered that the work requirements are fair and pointed out that farmers also need help. House Ag Committee Chair G.T. Thompson said last year's tax bill boosted reference prices and other farm programs.
Making crop insurance more affordable and doubling trade assistance. And by the way, many of you in the room supported that because those were bipartisan initiatives that we put into the last farm bill that we marked up.
Majority Republicans defeated the Democratic amendment to restore the SNAP funding on a voice vote. Democrats then requested a record vote that was postponed. It's clear that this issue, now in the heat of a midterm election year, will again cost bipartisan support for a farm bill that hasn't been updated since 2018. You can find this story and much more by heading on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 ag news stories conveniently delivered to you every day. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.